This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you're finally going to tell us why Bill Gates thinks cryptocurrencies are going to kill people.
Sure. Right after I segue into a completely different subject that we haven't talked about at all. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to get right to the story. Bill Gates says cryptocurrencies cause death.
Is it because cryptocurrencies hover around the skies of Australia and take out drones and cause the drones to fly into people?
Yeah, it's my theory, but I don't know who else.
Blockchain-powered drones?
Blockchain. You put a drone on a blockchain, now we're talking about a formidable weapon. Ah, cryptocurrencies. He was referring to the way digital currencies like Bitcoin are used to buy drugs like synthetic opioid fentanyl. In a Ask Me Anything session on news website Reddit, he said that the anonymous...
Hold on. Reddit's a news website?
Well, according to the BBC, it is, but that's also saying that the BBC is a news site. Rimshot. He says that the anonymity of digital currencies meant that they were linked to terrorist funding and money laundering. Some criticized him, saying he was ill-informed about the technology. Asked by one user for his opinion on the technology, Mr. Gates replied, "The main feature of cryptocurrencies is their anonymity. I don't think this is a good thing. The government's ability to find money laundering and tax evasion and terrorist funding is a good thing."
One of the main benefits about using cash is the anonymity.
Bingo. I'm going to continue this quote. And
when
we'll
I go to Walmart or somewhere else and buy groceries and I use cash, that's not traced anywhere. With Bitcoin, you can look at the blockchain and see what was sent where and when.
I'll finish this quote. Quote, "Right now, cryptocurrencies are used for buying fentanyl and other drugs, so it is a rare technology that has caused deaths in a fairly direct way. I think the speculative waves around ICOs, initial coin offerings, and cryptocurrencies is super risky for those who go long." Veteran investor Warren Buffett had previously said that speculative cryptocurrency craze, quote, "will come to a bad end," unquote.
All right, so I tend to agree with Warren Buffett on this particular thing and this particular thing only. All of these pump and dumps, yeah, some people are going to wind up saying, oh, well, I can wind up making a quick buck. And then they wind up losing, the money that they needed to pay their light bill or whatever. But as far as Bill Gates's claim, quote, "cryptocurrencies are used for buying fentanyl and other drugs."
So's the dollar.
First off, what proof does he have other than there are some websites online, which that's still a small percentage of...
So you can recognize it.
I think one can reasonably expect somebody to buy it with Bitcoin.
Yeah,
there's no denying that.
Yeah.
People also buy it with the American dollar.
But I don't know. Probably use silver dimes to buy fentanyl. That doesn't mean you ban silver.
Right. Yeah, I don't know that any... I can't say for certain that anyone has died from a fentanyl overdose from drugs they bought online. I can't say that with certainty. I can say it's certainly a possibility.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're buying fentanyl or heroin or whatever you are online in a Silk Road-like environment, you're getting ratings, you're actually getting a probably more likely a measured dosage and things like that. So,
right.
So I would argue that buying fentanyl from some place where people are trying to protect their reputations and their business is probably a higher quality, a better value than buying it on a street corner.
It should be noted that we do not advocate anyone actually buying fentanyl.
I don't. I think it's a horrible drug.
If you're going to do it, there are safer ways to do so.
Yeah. But I want to say to Bill Gates, I'm like, gosh, Bill, I think you're right. People have probably used Bitcoin to buy fentanyl and heroin and all kinds of dangerous things. They probably logged onto their computer running Windows 10. Oh my God, Windows 10.
Windows 10 kills people.
Windows 10 kills people. My God. I mean, you could log on with Windows 10 into one of these underground drug websites and buy fentanyl with Windows 10.
Yeah, but see, I wish there was a way, because I'm all about ending the war on drugs. Not because I encourage people to do drugs, just because I think it's a waste of money to lock people away that just want to get high all the time. Like, let them go get high.
And they're going to do it regardless.
Exactly. They're going to do it regardless. And if they overdose and something happens, well, guess whose fault that was? Not mine. And, you know, I just think it's a bad investment as society to pour money into a bunch of people that all they want to do is sit around and do drugs. So let's not waste money on that and put it towards something useful. But anyway, I think that other things on the black market, though, should be illegal, like child pornography, for example, or, you know, human trafficking and all those kinds of things. And there is some of that, though, that can be tied to decentralized currencies, right?
And to Windows
and
operating
to
systems.
U.S. dollars and to credit cards and to the U.S. federal government.
I mean,
people do use dollars.
If I could choose to use a coin, because there's a million cryptocurrencies out there right now. Like,
right.
If I could pick to use one, I'd want to use one that at least agreed that nothing of that nature would be on.
So you don't really believe in a free market with cryptocurrency?
No, I don't believe people should be able to buy child pornography, no.
Okay, if there were the technology to create a cryptocurrency that was somehow, and I can't even imagine how you would do this, restricted from purchasing drugs or child pornography or whatever.
Not even drugs. I don't care if people want to buy drugs.
Well, no.
Like,
let's just say,
putting drugs in your own body. But when you're when you're a creepy pedophile, like, you're disgusting.
If somebody came up with the technology to create a cryptocurrency that could not be used on any website that is known to sell kiddie porn, or to be exchanged with anyone who ever had a
About color coins, which is something that was proposed.
It is
recently.
So what I'm saying is I have no issue with that as a solution, because nobody is making me use that coin. If I wanted to buy drugs with it, which I don't, and I certainly would never buy kiddie porn, but you know, that's the point, is that there are. This is in this world, in the cryptocurrency, because it hasn't been squashed by governments yet, it is a free market. You can pick and choose what you want to use. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't want to support activities that you don't approve of, you don't have to. Compare that to the U.S. dollar, where I personally, I'm anti-abortion, but I'm pro-choice. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just hate the idea of it. But if somebody has strong religious feelings against abortion, guess what? Their tax dollars, they're being taxed, and their income, the fruits of their labor is being used for abortions. And I am anti-war, and the fruits of my labor go to bombing people in Middle Eastern countries.
We'll continue this. Let's first go to the phones, where we've got Tom calling in from Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, there's a press release from Dick's Sporting Goods about how they are going to stop selling some of these rifles, such as have been used by mass shooters. That they don't want a mass shooter to buy a rifle like that at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Well, that's not all that press release says. They also say that they are going to advocate that governments pass certain laws that they favor.
But the part about it that I hate is now they're going to be picking on people based on their age, kind of like if they said, well, we're not going to sell guns to Muslims because you might be a terrorist.
Right.
They're going to not sell any firearms to people under 21. And that's going to probably create more hostility when you're picking on these people. And it also sends them the wrong message. You know, somebody who's a hunter who's 20 years old who can't buy the rifle is being told, well, you know, all the other 20-year-olds are out there shooting up their schools. Why aren't you? It's like labeling somebody as
Tom,
a terrorist just because they're under 21.
Right.
Well, they're not labeling them terrorists. But let me ask the question a slightly different way. Let's suppose that the drinking age were lowered to 18. Would you support a company's right to say we're not selling alcohol to somebody that's under 21? Yes or no?
Absolutely. If they're right, as long as somebody else can open up a liquor store next door and sell it.
Thank you very much, Tom. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about some of the crazy things coming out of Bill Gates' I would say mouth, but in this case he was typing answers, or rather someone was probably typing answers for him.
I thought you were referring to someplace lower on his anatomy, like answers were just flying out of his belly button.
No. But I want to make sure that I tell you about something that I've had for a couple of years, and it's just amazing. That is MyPillow. That's the brand name. So it's not just, I really like MyPillow, let me tell you about it. That is the name of the pillow. It is called the MyPillow. And it's amazing. And if you get one and you don't agree in the first 60 days, you can get your money back. Again, talking about the MyPillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. Again, I've had it for a couple of years, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike regular pillows that wind up collecting dirt and dead skin over the years, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
And back to Bill Gates, who says that cryptocurrencies kill people, Daryl. What do you think, Heather? Do they kill people?
I've never been killed by cryptocurrency, but there are lots of things that do kill people on a regular basis that I personally have never been killed by.
Yeah. Basically, was alleging...
I'm just talking about personal experience here.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never been killed.
Yeah, he was talking about the anonymity of cryptocurrencies and how they can be used in drug markets online, on the dark web, and...
Windows 10 is anonymous, and you can log on to the internet, and you can hack other computers.
Right, which we pointed out. Well, by that basis, you could say that Windows 10 is a tool to be used in the purchasing of online drugs.
So. Somebody has probably used a Microsoft computer to hack into an autonomous car. We do know that people have hacked into autonomous cars.
I wonder if they ever released what Osama bin Laden's OS was on all the computers that they seized, all the hard drives they seized.
The operating system?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Osama bin Laden, one of the most notorious terrorists of our time, may have been a Windows user.
U.S. dollars.
Right.
Also anonymous.
Yep. Mr. Gates has not always been so cynical about Bitcoin. In 2014, in an interview with Bloomberg TV, he said that Bitcoin was, quote, better than currency, unquote. His less than enthusiastic response on Reddit did not go down well with all those participating in the debate, with some reproaching him for what they felt was an attempt to influence the market. Others suggested that he needed to look again at the Bitcoin white paper. On the subject of charitable donations, in the wide-ranging Reddit chat, Mr. Gates told the audience that his top three goals were, quote, reducing both childhood death and malnutrition and ending polio. Mr. Gates is co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which spends billions each year on education and health projects. The foundation has also sponsored the development of blockchain, the technology that underpins cryptocurrencies for merchants in Kenya. Microsoft is also looking to integrate blockchain-based technologies for verifying digital identity. The rise in value of cryptocurrencies has prompted governments around the world to look more closely at its impact on economies and citizens. While the technology underlying it is often praised, there are concerns about how how Bitcoin could disrupt the economy, as well as its links to cybercrime and money laundering. The UK's Treasury Committee is currently investigating the impact of such currencies.
So
yada, yada, yada.
I found something from the Verge about Osama's computers.
Thank you, Google.
I made the same mistake that Teddy Kennedy did. Apologies. So this from just last year, November. Actually, they say that a couple of years after releasing the first cache of books and articles found in Osama bin Laden's compound in 2011, the U.S. government has followed up with a massive collection of computer files. including viral YouTube videos, anime, and September 11th conspiracy documentaries. Going over everything here, but they say that he had copies of Ants, Cars, and Resident Evil. They also found 174 gigabyte files of other pirated media. He had downloaded a copy of the YouTube video, Charlie Bit My Finger. You know that one. The little British kid that sticks his finger in his baby brother's mouth, and the baby brother bit him. Charlie bit me, and it hurt. And then that's been songified. They also found PDF copies of the book Bloodlines of the Illuminati, the video games Zuma Deluxe and Sniper Elite, Nazi Zombie Army 2.
Wow.
There is also a large collection of anime, apparently.
Well, what an interesting habit.
No mention of what operating system, which leads me to believe it was Windows, because I guarantee you, if it was Linux,
right.
Osama bin Laden was using Linux. Linux is the preferred operating system of terrorists.
Right, exactly. That's exactly where that would have gone.
Let's go to the Skype, where we've got Mortified Penguin calling in. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hold on. It helps if I unmute the correct thing on the board. Mortified Penguin, are you there now?
Yeah, you reading me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hey, guys. Nice to get a chance to call and chat with you guys. Basically, I wanted to touch on various things, libertarianism, anarchism, minarchism. So I've been meaning to call in to a Thursday night show. I guess I fall into I'm kind of a agnostic on anarchism. I'm really, like, really come to the ideas of a liberty of lapses in the free talk life. Mm-hmm. But basically, I would fall into this kind of paradigm where when you have a spectrum and you have two extremes, the middle is often can be defined as overly broad and with the two extremes on either side. So I guess I kind of default into this basic minarchist camp. Like, I guess you could say, you know, Heather does, because she says she likes small and minimal government.
Yep.
If that's correct. And, you know, that's a really, I mean, you should. Anybody should. That's what a lot of people say. And I like to say, define minarchism as minimal government turning towards zero versus saying just small government, because Republicans say that all the time. And, you know, I mean, you really can't take them seriously.
And actually, they tend to say smaller, which means we cut one penny from the budget. That's technically smaller.
Yeah, but I don't think that's where most people are going. I think a lot of people who talk about smaller government mean smaller in a lot of areas that they don't agree with, and maybe that's for some people it's welfare programs or things like that. But they want the same spending maybe for military and police and stuff
or
like
more.
That. Let's keep talking.
Yeah,
this is good.
Yeah. Well, hold on the line there, Mortified Penguin. We will come back with you, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855. 450-3. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ready to eat bacon? I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll head back to the Skype here in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know about this thing that we have called the Discord. And I know every time I hear the word Discord, my first thought is like that Ernest and Vern. Hey, Vern, what's Discord do? And then winds up getting shocked, electrocuted. No, it's like a chat sort of thing. You can go find that over at, and I guess Heather is laughing at things in the Discord right now.
No, I wasn't laughing at that.
You can find that at discord.lrn.fm.
Do you want to know why I was laughing?
Is it interesting?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It just appeared in my newsfeed. The Rock explains why he wants to be president.
Great call. I'm all for it.
USA Today. And then someone posted it in the Libertarian U.S. Delegates unofficial thing.
Well, the issue we have in this country, we just don't have enough celebrities at high positions.
No, we have too many celebrities.
No, Daryl. We need more celebrities at high levels of government because they seem to know all the right things to do. Just listen to them.
I've heard of a Snooki, and I saw it on WrestleMania one time, and I'm still not entirely sure why the Snooki is famous.
I think, I'm trying to think of a good, Health and Human Services, maybe. You know, If I were to try to come off
the top. If somebody told me that I had Snooki, I would go to a doctor and have them examine it. So maybe putting the Snooki in the Health and Human Services.
Well, just think about it. If he ran with Weld as his running mate, they could reuse all the signs from last year because he has the same last name as Gary Johnson.
There you go.
Let's Johnson go back to... Horrible smelting accident. Let's go back to Skype where we've got Mortified Penguin. Does that mortify you?
The Rock, I'm sure you love it, Daryl.
No. I'm talking about the horrible smelting accident. Does that mortify you?
Smelting accident? I didn't hear about it.
All right. It's a joke at one of the Mike Myers movies. Goldfinger was a Goldmember was a horrible smelting act. Bad joke if you have to explain it. Continue with your thought about anarchism, minarchism, and your kind of an agnosticism thing.
Yeah, okay. I only brought up the Republicans just to point out, as a counterpoint to, you know, that's not what I mean when I say small government. Okay. But basically, turning towards zero government. And, what I was going to say. And so, turning towards zero government. So I would just kind of pose the question to you, especially to Heather. You know, I mean, I see the ideal, okay, this is what I was going to say, but I see the inherent flaw of minarchism where when you give an organization ability to force you to pay for it and the course and everything, then it's not going to get smaller. It's going to, I see the inherent flaw of that. But what I pose to Heather is, I mean, do you see the ideal of voluntary and peaceful interaction between people as the ideal instead of coercion, and that people, in many cases, do have an inherent goodness. I'm not saying are inherently good or evil. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is that not the ideal that we should work toward? Is the status quo obviously not working?
No, I think voluntary interactions are obviously something to work towards, but you can't get 900 libertarian delegates to agree with each other peacefully. So how are you going to get the 7 billion people in the world to all voluntarily agree when we can't agree on things that are very controversial, like property rights, for example, like whose line ends where, who owns what? Like, these are the things that are a constant, right? There's always going to be people fighting over territory. Like, humans are animals. We are animals, and we're territorial at that. And the fact that we do get along as much as we do in most cases is actually a really good thing, I think. And I think, you know, there is violence in the world, and I think, in my opinion, any government should be minimizing conflict as much as possible, not creating it. And so I'm for minimal government, but I'm not for no government, if that makes sense. It's almost like parenting a child, you know what I mean, where you can't let your kid do whatever they want, because if they run into the parking lot and get hit by a car, I mean, you could let them do that, but that would be kind of like terrible. But
I think we have a responsibility for our children. That analogy always.
And I think that same responsibility we all kind of share as a collective whole, like that we want to, you know, make this planet, which is our home, go as long as possible. We want to reduce conflict. We want to reduce war. You know, we want more treaties and less wars. Like, and I think government can achieve those things, but it's not like everyone that acts like government is this weapon that is just this big, terrible thing. Like, I really don't have time for people like that, to be honest with you, because it's just kind of like fear-mongering, like naggy, complaining all the time, like never presenting any solutions. I think that I'd rather work with people that have ideas on, okay, well, here's a realistic goal, right? This is what we can do in order to create a better world. Like, let's try this. And if it doesn't work, we try something else. But people want to get mad and call me a statist because I don't let them bully me into adopting their beliefs. And if that makes me a statist, so be it.
So let me throw something at you.
I'm trying to have that perspective, you know, as a host on the show. But, you know, I see it's something to work towards. Basically, you know, government really is this kind of big, overarching coercive tool, and I would accept a government if the government was there. The ideal government really would be there just to protect the rights of people, which include the right of people to be safe from their property and their possessions and their daily business.
Right.
And that's just to protect the rights, the basic rights of people, the natural rights. But, I mean, I just don't see how that's what can limit the government to just doing that once you give them that certain power.
So can I hop in here and just kind of feed off of what you had. What do you think of that, Heather? If somehow I could wave a magic wand and the only role that government could play in the United States could legally play was to protect people's rights from being infringed.
That was kind of like the intent of, like, you know, our constitutional rights in the role of government.
Exactly.
That's kind of like where I'd like to get back to be honest. Just having, here's these basic rights and, you know.
And we protect those.
You've
That's
had years and years of attorneys, like, rewording and, like, clustering all these laws and making them so confusing that there really is no law now. It's just a bunch of hogwash, and you win by hook or by crook in a court
of
law.
That's the inherent flaw of it.
Exactly. That is the flaw. I'm like, we have a lot of work to do to get, to where I would like to ultimately see government. I mean, even with this whole gun law thing up in the air and everyone's debating it, like, my suggestion, like, let each state decide what they want to do. You know, you look at New Hampshire's got very lenient gun laws right over the border, and in Massachusetts, very strict. I mean, if it's really that big of a deal, people can jump, hop, skip right over into New Hampshire if they really like their guns. And people that don't, they can stay in Massachusetts. And it's like, why is the federal government talking about it?
I'm all for that. Because the more you localize government, the further you fracture and decentralize government. Even when it's down to still relatively large entities as states, like, or provinces, and down to cities, down to communities, that creates a competitive environment of government. But, I mean, there will still, even in an anarchist society, I mean, in theory, or a very minimal government society, there are going to be rules. There's going to be certifications. There's going to be regulations. There's going to be traffic laws. Even if those things and those sectors are privately run and privately owned, I mean, those things don't have to exist. You know, there is, in theory, you know, workarounds that are market-based. And
yeah, so, there's always going to be those things because people are territorial and people are going to claim territory.
Well,
and enforce.
Sure, property still has to have rules.
The question really is who enforces them? I mean, I can think of a dozen different examples. Let's say the ambulance service in my small town. Does that need to be run by government?
No.
With its inefficiencies.
Do you have more than one ambulance service? And some places do have more than one ambulance service.
That's
some places
the question.
Do have more than one service for, say, firefighting. Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on anarchism, minarchism, some other ism? This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the calls here in just a moment. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Zencash. Because Zencash is a relatively newer cryptocurrency in the market, coming out last year, was created by liberty-loving voluntarists. Again, they created this thing last year. They took some of the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And as of the last couple of weeks, they now have over 7,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains out there. The development team is now at about 50 members, where originally they had 5. Their wallets are available not just in English, but multiple languages and on multiple platforms. They're also available on, I believe, 7 exchanges now. One of them is an anonymous exchange, meaning you don't have to create a username and password to use it. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Let's go to the Skype where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl, Heather, and Chris. I wish to address Heather, of course, on a Thursday.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
It's like a weird evil cackle. Go ahead.
Okay. I feel abused, Heather.
I didn't abuse you.
Yeah, I don't think we abused you yet.
You are regularly calling out all of us that really don't believe in the state, bad names because we disagree with you. And
who did I call a bad name? I'm the one that's always getting called a statist in a derogatory manner, so...
But you frequently do say, you know, all these anarchists and voluntarists who say that this can be done, well, I'm sorry, I don't...
They're children, they need a parent.
Right, children, that must have a parent.
No, that was a metaphor about how I feel government's role and relationship with people should be. That had nothing to do with anarchists.
I agree with you, and I want to address that one. Hold on, Blatt Bedslave, because I've been waiting for that one to come up for a while. I do see government, you can call it sort of a parent.
An abusive parent.
An abusive parent. Right. That's the thing.
Not necessarily.
Well, no. Let's think about this. Do you beat your child?
No.
Of course not.
I don't have to. She's an only child. She acts awesome.
Exactly. Well, let's say she was 12. Would you beat her then?
If I had more than one kid and they fought like I did with my brother, then I'd probably have to intervene and use a little bit of force.
Use a little bit of violence, okay? If they turned 18, would you feel that they were pretty much on their own for most things?
No. It would be that, like, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to parenting.
How about if they're 30 or 40?
I don't know.
Well, that's the point. Government assumes this role as parent.
Family.
They don't want to give it up, and they are frequently abusive.
There are flaws in government, but people like stop referring to government itself as like this one size fits all thing. Like, there's different types of governing and governments. There's oligarchies. There's monarchies.
Oh, I agree. But
you know, there's a million different types of ways to...
But here's the way I think you and I disagree. You see it as government as a collection of people, and most of them are good, but sometimes government goes wrong.
No, I see government as, like, a process. Like, there's a group of people that work together, and there's a bunch of functioning parts of it. It's not just one thing. It's everybody's a part of it. And contributes to it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? In order to...
And here's my take on the same thing. Yeah. Because that's pretty much what it is. It's a bunch of people all working on what they kind of collectively feel is how this thing should work, and they try to make it work. My problem is in large, complex systems, they break down, and it suffers because of that. It's not efficient. It spends too much money. It ends up trampling on certain people that are supposed to be able to depend on it. And I feel that the problems are systemic. That is a lot of why I'm opposed to most government programs and systems. And that's why I think making them much, much, much smaller, making them much, much more decentralized, having government maybe at the village level, if a village wants to have... government, that's fine.
Idea of government is what we're talking about right now. Like, you and me right here scheming of how we would do things and how we would organize society, that's us trying to govern the way things should work.
I say that. I'm only bringing it up because I believe that large government and most governments...
Anarchy is a type of government, you could say.
Are systemically flawed. That's the problem. And you can't fix systemically flawed. It's like police... It's like a police force that has just a few bad apples. So granted, you have a couple bad people within an organization of thousands, but the organization, by how it works, creates more bad apples. That's a systemic flaw. It's not a problem with just people.
Heather, you do bring up a good etymological point, that the word anarchy itself is flawed because the word means no rulers. If you believe that you are to rule yourself, then technically you don't believe in no rulers. You believe in self-rule, which would mean that you are an autarch, but that term sounds too much like autocrat, which is not a good thing.
Right.
Bad slave. You've been sitting on hold for a moment. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No, that's all right. I'm right in on the same discussion. I would have said some of the same things as you are saying, Chris, right now. So I like what you just said, Daryl, with the autarch. You're right. I was just going to say to Heather. I said I tell people that I I'm non-political, okay? I think politics has failed. Politics cannot work without coercion. At least as I've seen it, attempted to be used. I think that the right answer is as completely distributed government as can be. As time goes on and miniaturization and technology goes forward and our ability to communicate becomes more ubiquitous, we are able to do the things that need to be done in the way of governance on our own. And that, I think, should be the direction that we want to go in. And a state and any kind of coercion and taxation and, you know, which is to me the theft of my resources, will always produce corruption. Do you disagree with any of that, Heather?
I mean, I think corruption happens. Like, it's not guaranteed, though. Like, not everybody that runs for office or any type of elected position is naturally corrupted just because they get in that position.
Wait a minute. Let me refine the question a little bit then. In order to tax, there are always going to be members of this collective that are not interested in paying.
Okay, so if 999 people agree to do something and one person doesn't want to, that one person can't overrule 999 people. They can leave.
Could they opt out? Can they just say, I don't want to play?
Not if the 999 people agree that they own this particular region and that this is how it should be. That's just life. That's not...
Majority rules?
It really is, though.
Go ahead, Bat's Life.
Do you not see that when there are people that are not harming anyone ever and yet are being required to pay money for things they don't want? I mean, almost everything the government supplies at the point of a gun is something we don't want. That's the actual simplest libertarian question. Do you want anything?
I ask you something? Instead of picking, what are your ideas to make anything better? Is yours just, let's just get rid of all government. That'll make everything perfect. That's unrealistic. If you want, instead of calling week after week, picking at my views and my beliefs, make a suggestion.
Hold on, let him talk.
To answer the question, Heather, you want to all of a sudden assume that the rest of us out here can't, by voluntary action, agree to produce any good that we may.
You're free to do whatever you want to do, buddy.
Hold the thought. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.